Okay, so we are diving into some pretty serious stuff today. The 2024 Republican platform.
Right.
And I mean, usually these things are about as interesting as watching, grass grow.
Yeah.
But this one has got a lot of people talking because it's being called a blueprint for a whole new America.
It is. And it's interesting because we're not just talking about, the typical campaign promises, right? Like, vote for me and I'll make this happen.
Right.
This platform reads more like, here's how we could actually govern. Here's a potential game plan. And that's where things get really interesting and, potentially concerning for some.
Yeah, and it's like the difference between a restaurant showing you a picture of this like gourmet burger and then they serve you a soggy bun with a dry patty. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we are looking at this document, A Young Person's Guide to the 2024 RNC Platform, which on the surface sounds pretty straightforward.
Right. Don't let the title fool you.
Yeah, exactly.
It does not sugarcoat anything. It jumps right into how this platform could actually change America,
Okay.
especially if this Project 2025 thing comes into play.
Okay, so Project 2025, this has been popping up everywhere, and this document seems to be drawing a clear line in the sand between the platform and this Project 2025, which is this plan from the Heritage Foundation, which is this pretty influential conservative think tank. So what's the connection?
Right, so think of it this way. The platform is like the trailer for the movie.
Okay.
It gives you the highlights, you get the flashy stuff, right? Project 2025 is the entire script. It lays out the potential plans for a Republican administration, and it gets into some really big changes, like potentially like restructuring, even eliminating entire government departments.
Right.
We're talking about the Department of Education, the EPA, the Department of Energy, big stuff.
Wow. Okay. Those are some major institutions. I mean, we all learned about the EPA in school, right? Protecting the environment. What happens if it's just gone?
Poof.
Yeah.
That's what this document's trying to unpack, right?
Yeah.
It raises concerns about what happens with our air and water quality. Imagine a future where companies could just pollute however they want, no consequences.
Yeah.
That's the kind of scenario we could be looking at.
That's kind of terrifying. What about education? Because this document keeps mentioning how Project 2025 could really impact schools.
Yeah. So it argues that shifting more control to individual states, which on the surface sounds good. Like, oh yeah, states' rights, local control.
Right.
But it could lead to huge inequalities in education.
Okay.
Imagine a future where your local school doesn't have the funding to teach science or history
Oh, wow.
because of decisions made at a national level. That's the kind of scenario that Project 2025 could create.
So we've got these potential shakeups in education, the environment, and this document calls out the platform for basically being long on slogans but really short on details. It's
Exactly.
like, how are you planning to implement all of this? It's like,
Yeah.
trust us, we've got this.
Right.
But they don't actually say how it's going to work.
Yeah. And that lack of transparency is a big part of why this document is raising some red flags.
It's like they're handing us this really complicated puzzle, but like they haven't given us all the pieces. And it's like some of them might be from a totally different puzzle.
Yeah, it's a great analogy. And speaking of missing pieces, the document also raises concerns about the platform's stance on presidential power.
Okay.
It seems to hint at giving the president way more authority, especially when it comes to like federal agencies.
More power to the president. Doesn't that kind of go against like the whole checks and balances thing we learned about in like government class?
Right.
I thought that was supposed to like keep things fair.
Right, because it's like a three-legged stool, right?
Yeah.
You need all the legs for it to stand properly. And the founding fathers, they were pretty worried about one person or one branch having too much power.
Right.
They'd seen what happens in other countries when that balance was thrown off.
Yeah. This document is arguing that this platform really leans heavily on one leg of that stool.
So less balance, more potential for, like, I don't know, a power trip.
Potentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that already sounds kind of sketchy.
Right.
But then there's that whole section about the justice system, and
Right. And this is a big one
Yeah.
because it gets to the heart of how our government functions.
Okay.
The document points out that Project 2025, it talks about like really reshaping the Department of Justice, which has some legal experts worried about like potential political interference.
Political interference, what does that even mean?
Okay, think about a time when you felt like the rules were unfair, or rigged.
Okay, yeah.
Like maybe you were playing a game with a friend and they kept changing the rules just to make sure they won.
Oh yeah, I hated that.
Delete.
Yeah.
Super frustrating. It makes you feel like the whole thing is pointless.
Totally.
That's kind of what's at stake here if the justice system becomes politicized, because it's about making sure everyone's playing by the same rules regardless of their political beliefs.
Right.
And this document is highlighting concerns that Project 2025 could, you know, really undermine that fairness in our legal system.
Okay, so we've got potential changes to the balance of power, concerns about the justice system, and then there's like the, I don't know if I should say the elephant in the room, but the potential impact on women's rights.
Right, and this is a big one, and the document really digs into this.
Yeah.
Because it connects directly to, you know, recent events. With the overturning of Roe v. Wade, there's already, you know, heightened anxiety about the future of reproductive rights in America.
Yeah.
And this document suggests that the platform, especially if influenced by Project 2025, could further restrict women's access to healthcare and potentially impact other rights as well.
It's just wild to me that we're even having this conversation. Like, shouldn't everyone have the right to make decisions about their own bodies and their own lives?
Yeah, it's a very complex issue.
Yeah.
With passionate arguments on both sides. But what this document does is it really tries to break it down.
Right.
What are the potential consequences of these proposed changes, especially for, you know, young people who are going to be directly affected by these decisions?
It's a lot. It can feel pretty overwhelming, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for those of us who aren't old enough to vote yet. It's like, what can we even do?
Right.
It feels like all this is happening, you know, way over our heads.
Yeah, and that's a fair point, but it's also why this document is so important, because it stresses that even if you're not old enough to vote yet, your voice still matters. You can still be informed and engaged citizens.
But how? Like, it's not like we could just, like, waltz into Congress and be like,
yeah,
listen to us.
You know? You're right. You probably can't waltz into Congress, although I kind of want to see you try.
Uh-huh.
But there are other ways to make your voice heard. This document encourages young people to start by, you know, talking to the adults in their life, right? So parents, teachers, mentors, ask questions, share what you're learning, and let them know how these issues make you feel.
So it's like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
If we can't vote, we can still, like, influence the conversation.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of just being informed, right?
Yeah.
Read the news, listen to podcasts, like this one, hopefully.
Right.
And most importantly, think critically about the information that you are taking in, that you're consuming.
Right. It's so easy to just get caught up in, like, the headlines and the sound bites, but this document is encouraging us to all dig deeper, like, look beyond the surface and understand the nuances of these, like, really complex issues.
Be informed, not just influenced.
Yes. Love that. Okay, so this deep dive has been, to say the least, a wild ride.
It has been a lot.
We've talked about everything from, like, potential government overhauls to the balance of power, the justice system, women's rights.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process.
It is a lot. And it's important to remember we've just scratched the surface here.
Right.
There's so much more to explore and learn and discuss.
But if there's one thing that I'm taking away from all of this, it's that this election isn't just about, like, picking a president.
Right.
It's about, like, shaping the future.
Yeah.
And that's something that we all have a stake in, whether, you know, we're casting a ballot or not.
Well said. And that really brings us to, like, the heart of what this document is trying to say, right? Which is, regardless of where you stand on the issues, your voice matters, your vote matters, and your vision for the future matters. So stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay curious.
Yes, I love that. And on that note, we will leave you with this. As you continue to explore these issues, ask yourself, what kind of future do I want to be a part of? What kind of America do I want to see? And the answers might surprise you. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And remember, the conversation doesn't end here.